You can gauge the work of an institution of higher learning by the numbers, graduation rate, retention rate, job placement. There are bunches of figures you can use. But there are also other ways to get a sense of what an institution is about. One is to get a look at the work product of the students. That's what Southern Oregon University offers through its annual SOAR program, Southern Oregon Arts and Research. It returns for its 10th iteration in 2 weeks, May 16th through the 19th. And here's just the team to give us a preview. Jeffrey Gayton is the Southern Oregon University librarian, a SOAR board member, and the Learning Commons director. Jeffrey, good to have you back on The Exchange.
Thank you very much.
And Dennis Slattery is here as well. He's a Southern Oregon University associate professor of business and has a community view to things as well because he's a member of the Ashland City Council. Dennis, good to see you again.
Thank you for having me.
So give us a sense of SOAR's, it's 10 years now. So were either one of you part of it when it first started?
I wasn't. I've only been here for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on campus, but as a viewer, but I've never been intimately involved with it. It's always been put on by rather bright and creative people, which is maybe I don't exactly fit into that category. No, but I mean it's always been one of these very nice events that we put on. To showcase our students.
So talk about the purposes of it, though, how it's set up and what are some of the basic thrusts of how you display what students are doing to the public.
Sure. One of the main things is to create an opportunity for students to show off their work in a kind of a professional conference setting. But really, it's much more than that. Undergraduate research conferences are pretty common in higher ed. What makes SOAR different is it's really an opportunity for students and faculty and staff to share what they're doing. Basically, if you're doing anything on campus that you're interested in sharing, we're open to it. We've got musical performances. We've got art. We've got panel presentations. We've got demonstrations. Just basically anything that you can imagine is going on campus is being exhibited at SOAR. So it's a great opportunity to get a feel for what's happening at SOU.
Is it part of the coursework as well? With some of these presentations and panel discussions, are they actually things that the students will get graded on?
Yes, that's true for some of it. A lot of their seniors will be presenting their capstone research. But it's not just a kind of a senior presentation kind of a thing. We have first, second, third year students participating. And some of it's for coursework, and some of it's just because they really want to share what they're doing.
So, okay, it's not just like the high school senior project that people have gotten used to seeing.
No, it's not. It's a lot more than that.
So, is it completely different every year because the student researchers and the coursework they're doing changes every year?
Yeah, there'll be different kind of research projects. We'll get different balances of presentations and panels and performances. Generally speaking, SOAR has grown over the years. It started off with as 1 or 2 days maybe. It's grown to basically a 4-day conference, Tuesday through Friday, because there is so much going on at SOAR. We really need all of that opportunity for people to be able to share it.
So give examples. What kinds of things will people get a chance to see? What are the things that you perhaps might be most excited about seeing, Dennis?
Well, I think the thing that I'd like to do, and one of the reasons why I'm here today, is to encourage the community to come and see what our students are doing. Because in reality, if you take a look at SOU and the university and the buildings and the classes and yada, 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 blah, 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 it's, you know, it in one sense of the word, it can be somewhat of a, I don't want to call it boring set of institutions, until you add the students. And once you add the students and that dynamic between teachers and education and what the students are doing with it, that's where a university comes alive. That's where liberal arts comes alive. And that's where we add value to the community. I mean, if you talk about just some of the things, or one of the ones that I'd like to take in, the portrait of the Muslim community in Southwest Oregon, just as an example. I mean, what a timely presentation to make at not only in this area but for the country as a whole. I mean, it's an issue that we're struggling with and trying to find positive tracks for. And so, students not only present, but they also lead in such a dynamic fashion. Whether we're talking about the pollinators or the farm or any number of things, students on campus don't just play a role in presenting these ideas. They actually lead the university in ways that are substantial.
As a member of the Ashland City Council, what's your perspective on how much the community around the campus, not on the campus, knows about what's going on campus?
I think we can always do a better job. I mean, I think that's one of the things that we're doing in the process of our strategic planning, is a better communication of what we do and how we add value, defining liberal arts, what its value to society is. SOAR is one of the signature events that once we get people from the community coming on campus to take a look, not only at the presentations, but these are young people that are going to be looking for jobs, careers, are going to be available for internships. We have some wonderful students that can provide a lot of value to businesses and companies and organizations just from the internship standpoint. So the more we can bring people on campus and get them familiar with the really wonderful student body that we have, the better we're going to do of communicating with the universities about.
And the sequence of events that provides that is called SOAR, Southern Oregon Arts and Research. It's May 16th through 19th on the Southern Oregon University campus. Dennis Slattery is an associate professor of business at SOU and an Ashland City Council member as well. Jeffrey Gayton's here as well. He's the university librarian, a SOAR board member, and the Learning Commons director. Maybe you have questions about what will be displayed at SOAR this year or things that you'd like to suggest that you would like to see through SOAR now or in the future. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Jeffrey, you were saying that this is sort of a professional conference setting. I mean, is it in fact a professional conference?
It is, and we encourage students to, you know, hey, this is something you should be putting on your CV when you're going off to the workplace or if you're going off to graduate school. That's kind of the germ of it, but we really have expanded to include more. We want to keep that kind of professional conference feel, make sure we are a venue for that because that is kind of the origin of SOAR, but we really have tried to branch out and include more because students are doing more than presenting papers. We've got a huge performing arts segment. We want to be a venue for that. We've got students who are engaged in work with their clubs. They're doing internships, and they want to present on that. So there's really, we want to have as many venues as we can.
What kinds of venues have tended to draw the most in the 2 years that you've already been here for SOAR?
I would say that the biggest one for attendance and the one that gives maybe the best snapshot would be the poster session, which is Thursday, May 18th from noon to 1:30 in the Rogue River Room. And we've got well over 100 poster presentations. Some of it is going to be research work. A lot of it is going to be demonstrating, you know, practica and things like that. That's going to be your best oversight. And the students will all be there with their posters to answer questions. So if someone in the community wants to just do one thing or can only do one thing at SOAR, that would be really the best way to get a good snapshot.
And what are the posters of? What's on them?
Basically anything. I mean, this is their research project or their practicum work. It could be anything,
and represent that on one threefold.
It's a big poster, and they're in full color. That we actually help pay for students to print them up, and it's really a great cross section of what is going on at SOAR.
And the students are there to explain their work and talk to people about it. And
Is it defending? Is there some level of defending your dissertation when you present your posters?
Well, there's a little bit of that. I love going myself, and I like talking to the students and say, hey, you know, tell me about what you got here. And I'll ask questions of what they're doing. And it's fun because the students really light up. They're really excited to be talking about what they're doing. It's not just, this is what I'm doing. They're very enthusiastic about it, and it's great to see that enthusiasm. They really want to talk about what they're doing and what they're researching because they care about it, and they want to share that.
And who are the visitors? Who do you want to come? Who's the biggest segment of society you'd like to see show up for SOAR? Dennis Slattery?
Everybody.
Yeah.
I'm all of a sudden I'm thinking I would love to see people who want to spend an afternoon engaged in intelligent conversation and just wandering around and talking to people. I'd love to see people with ideas for their organizations and businesses come in and talk to these students. The students that we're talking about in the poster session not only want to present this, they actually put themselves out there so that they can be critiqued because they actually want that critique. They want to improve their presentation, their product, and that type of thing. So when you talk about people coming to this, I think anyone that wants to learn a little bit about what we're about and help someone else learn a little bit more about what their topic is or give them some ideas on how they can improve it, I think on both sides of that equation would be the kind of people you want to see come in. It's just a really stimulating, intelligent way to spend a day or two talking to some really great young people.
How important is that, though, to get the members of the community here on campus, essentially kicking the tires at their local institution?
Wow. I don't mean that the buildings and the university by themselves are boring. I love my institution. I have 2 degrees from here. But it's the interaction of people with that institution that brings out the life of it. And the more we can get people on campus talking to our students, just the better off we're going to be. We face funding challenges. We face challenges of all kinds in the state of Oregon as far as institutes of higher education go. So the more people will come on campus and see what we're actually doing, just the better off we'll be, and actually the better off society will be.
Dennis Slattery and Jeffrey Gaitner with Southern Oregon University. We're talking about Southern Oregon Arts and Research, or SOAR, which is coming May 16th through 19th. You can join our conversation on the exchange, 800-838-3760, and jx@jeffnet.org. Dennis referenced funding challenges, issues like that. The university role has certainly changed just in the time that you've been here, Jeffrey Gaitner. So I just wonder if SOAR has evolved somewhat to the fact that this is now an institution with a local board rather than the State Board of Higher Education, that sort of thing. Is that reflected in SOAR?
I think it is. I think this year we're really making a big push to be more engaged with the community. And I really like Dennis's point about the interaction. You know, we have a lot of events on campus, and they're performances and plays and exhibits, and they're, in a lot of respects, mm-hmm. one direction. The community is the audience, and they're seeing what's performing, what's happening. SOAR is an opportunity to interact. You'll be talking to the students. You'll be talking to faculty. You'll be talking to staff. And that really makes it unique. And I think trying to promote that engagement and have more connection to the community is something that we've really targeted this year. And I think it is reflective that we have a local board that is responsive to that and sees the need for that kind of connection to the community.
You've got so much in SOAR, art and theater, and obviously lots of academic work as well. Does it get fairly edgy at times?
It can be. It can
let's
be.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
That's
what
I mean,
you
let's say. Hope. Yeah. I mean, I would hope that we were walking that line of putting out ideas that were, if you want to call it, edgy and on the edge. That would be our leadership role, I think. I just as a note, going back to what we were just talking about, I also serve on the Board of Trustees. And the idea that we have our own local board and it is that close and people can who are in basically in charge of the future of the university can be here on campus and see this happening in front of them is absolutely important. The old OUS model, you would not have seen too many of the former board at SOAR, and we would hope to see quite a few of them this time around. And by the way, we should mention it's all free. This is a great time to come and just take advantage of the university experience, and it doesn't cost you a cent.
How about parking, though? That's always an issue around.
I think we have dedicated parking.
Parking is free. There's a parking lot off Mountain Avenue that'll be free. There'll be plenty of signs to direct you to that lot.
And how many people do you hope show up? I mean, first of all, what percentage of the student body participates in SOAR, and then what's the visitor count from recent years?
It'll really vary from session to session. You know, the poster session is very well attended. There are programs that do capstones together, and they've got a really strong cohort model, so you get lots of people attending, fellow students, parents. We have parents who come to SOAR to see their sons and daughters mm-hmm. present at SOAR their senior year instead of going to their graduation.
Really?
Families that can't afford to do both, they'll often pick SOAR because it's a great opportunity to see their student presenting and doing something other than walking across the stage, which is exciting, but
and
there's
not,
a little
not
bit
trying
more
to move
to
them
it.
Out of their apartment at the same time.
Exactly.
I could see all the complications there. So it does go on for 4 days, Tuesday through Friday, May 16th through 19th. Can one person see everything? Is it possible to take in everything at SOAR? Or is this like a film festival? You have to pick and choose.
You will have to pick and choose. There are concurrent sessions happening throughout all day. But we're going to have our schedule up on the web. Hopefully, I'm thinking by the end of the week, so people will be able to take a look and really kind of plan things. We've got something that should allow people to build their own schedule of what they want to see, which is new this year. And so there's a great opportunity to see a lot. You can't see it all, but you can really pick and choose what you need to see and what you want to see.
Is there a particular tent pole that, other than the poster session, that's been well established? Anything else that you think is a tent pole that people really should make an effort to come to see as part of SOAR?
We've got a couple. There's the ICC Club Crawl on Tuesday. That's May 16th from noon to 2. That is
Crawl, not pub crawl.
Club crawl. We don't have a pub on campus. So this is our student organization, student groups. And that's a way for the community to see kind of what's happening, the extracurricular things that are happening at SOU. We have a pollinators walk on Wednesday, May 17th from 10:30 to noon, an opportunity to get a guided tour through the environment of SOU, the plants and the animals and the insects. We've got the poster session on Thursday. There's also a farm work party on Friday, May 19th from 1:30 to 4:30. You can drop in any time, an opportunity to help out at the farm at SOU. That's on Walker. And you can help plant seeds, and it's a good opportunity to see what the farm is all about in terms of sustainable agriculture.
And I see room for fun in here, too. There's a Quidditch tournament on Friday in the evening, but more on the academic level, there's also the Honors College Quiz Bash. Tell us about that.
I think you're going to come on campus and compete with some of our Honors Colleges on trivia. And I think I'm scheduled to judge or something along those lines, which is maybe dangerous in and of itself, but it's just fun. I mean, there's the club crawl and the trivia competition are fun events. The student union. They have a budget, I forget exactly, in the millions of dollars that they budget every year. They've just gone through that process. This is a pretty serious student effort and fascinating for the width and depth of the topics that they cover in their clubs. And so I think it's pretty impressive. The other one I'd like to talk about, just point out, that I think might be of interest to a lot of people is the sexual assault prevention strategy for SOU. SOU and the city of Ashland have both championed You Have Options program, and I think that could be of great interest to a lot of people and very timely as well.
Okay, that is all coming up at SOAR, Southern Oregon Arts and Research, May 16th through 19th. I want to thank Dennis Slattery, who was a professor, an Ashland City Council, and a member of the board, and Jeffrey Gayton, the librarian, SOAR board member and Learning Commons director. Thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Garrison Keeler.